obviously willing to take revenge, which would be absolutely wrong.
We're going to go to Professor Chalcedosky. I just want to preface this. Now Georgia is not the main issue. It was the excuse, the spark, like the Balkans for World War One. This is part of a larger escalation directed by the United States and NATO and the criminal globalists that control us. This is all stated and admitted. They are now escalating throughout the entire region, encircling Russia. There are escalations in Pakistan, escalations, of course, in Iraq with Iran, escalations in Georgia, escalations in Czechoslovakia and the Czech Republic, escalations in Poland, Ukraine, escalations in the Black Sea with the government where the Russians have a port based Ukraine threatening to not let the Russian ships come back to what they've leased. And now they've announced, yes, Poland accepts the, quote, missile shield, which is to shoot down Russian missiles. That means Russia can be snuck attack and then not be able to respond. Massive escalation. Every top analyst is saying this could lead to World War III. This is a huge, massive historical thing that's happening. Let's go to Professor Chalcedosky to break this down.
Well, absolutely. It reminds me of a key statement in the Project for the New American Century, a document published shortly before Bush's accession to the White House, which said, confirmed the intent to wage multiple and simultaneous theater wars, not consecutive, but simultaneous. And what we are seeing, I think, is a suicidal foreign policy of initiating wars in various parts of the world at the same time. We've been following the naval exercises, war games off the North Atlantic coastline, entitled Operation Brimstone. That terminated just about a couple of weeks ago, and it was explicitly stated in these war games, which is not the normal practice, that they were planning, that they were the dress rehearsal for the implementation of a naval blockade directed against Iran. And then 1 week later, what you have, an attack on South Ossetia, which was largely intended to kill civilians. It was very clearly laid out in that way because they bombed hospitals, the university.
It was a provocation. It was a provocation.
It was a provocation. It had, if they had wanted to go in and take control of the province, they would have sent in special forces taking over key buildings and government departments and communications networks. They were not interested in that. They were there to kill people, and they immediately triggered a Russian response, which, if you look at the press reports, because the press reports are lying through their teeth, but I looked at the first press reports, the BBC, they said in excess of 1,400 civilian deaths in South Ossetia. And then they say something like 63 deaths, or no, 150 deaths in Georgia, which were attributable to Russian bombardments of essentially military sites. Okay, so that we're dealing with a tremendous asymmetry. And then the media goes in and accuses the Russians of killing civilians. In fact, they even used CNN used the footage of Georgian attacks of South Ossetia, saying that in fact these were not Georgians but Russians killing Georgians. So that, and that's nothing new, because they've fiddled around with
in Bosnia,
footage.
In Bosnia, yeah.
Well, in Bosnia, but also in more recently in Tibet. Where, I mean, I followed that where CNN showed peaceful demonstrations in India with Indian cops knocking on demonstrators, and then they said, no, this... Then they covered, the following day, they covered events in China, and they showed these Indian... They showed the Chinese cops in khaki uniforms with mustache, etc., who didn't look Chinese, and then they showed, they said, look, this is a peaceful demonstration. So that they've been... They've been manipulating the images, fabricating the data, when in fact their own initial reports were quite factually acknowledging the fact that this was it was a genocide. It was their killing. Up to 2,000 people were killed in bombings.